The Jets, they lose in a game that I think set offensive football back two decades. Jets lose 13-6 in Miami. To talk about the game, we bring in Brian Costello from the New York Post. The Brian Costello Report is sponsored by Winters Brothers, Long Island's number one choice for waste removal and recycling services, by Van Buren Buick GMC in Garden City Park, family owned and operated since 1934, by CSEA Local 830, we work for you, and by Play Sugar House. Legal sports betting is here. Check it out at PlaySugarHouse.com. $250 deposit match on your first deposit. I don't know. If you were betting on the over on this game, Brian, I think you lost your money.
I think you probably lost your money. I don't know what the number was, but I'm going to guess you lost.
Just big picture. We're going to talk about how pitiful the Jets' offense was, but it's not like Miami's was that much better on this day. It was awful on television. What was it like there in the stadium to watch this game?
It wasn't very electric. It was tough. You know, it's bad football. You know, it's really bad football. It's tough to watch. I thought in Chicago kind of had the same feel. This one was even worse.
Yeah.
You know, the only touchdown that was scored was a pick six. So that's not exactly what you really want to watch.
Before we dive into the offense, Sam Darnold, all of that, just big picture, did Jets head coach Todd Bowles' seat get hotter after this game? Does this, a game like this, the optics of it, does it, he's a defensive-minded coach, but does this kind of game, you know, at the end of the season, are we going to look back and say, this is when he lost his job?
I don't know if we'll look at that as much as I just think every loss now, the seat gets hotter. You know, he's in year four. You know, I don't know if anyone had any illusions of playoffs, but those are gone now. And, you know, they won two games in a row there with Denver and Indy, and people were feeling kind of good and saying, okay, maybe they could do something. Now they lost three in a row. So I think the seat will just continue to get hotter as he loses games. I'm not sure if we'll look back at this specific game and say that that would be where he lost his job. But, you know, it's certainly not helping him.
Talking to Brian Costello from the New York Post, is Sam Darnold regressing or being there day in, day out the way you are, can you see signs of improvement?
I thought today was a regression. I thought this was the first time I've seen him try to force throws. You know, he's thrown a lot of interceptions this year, but the interceptions he's thrown, some of them, you know, were just unlucky. Some of them were, you know, not the greatest decisions in the world, but he wasn't forcing things. Today he was forcing stuff. You know, obviously the ones at the end were forcing, and even I thought the first one, the Kiko Alonso, he was trying to force something there, and you kind of can understand why they're doing nothing on offense. And I think Sam is just trying to take it upon himself to do something, and he's making mistakes. So I thought today was a step backwards for him. You know, I hadn't thought that in the other weeks recently, but today there wasn't much good you could take from this one.
When we say today was a step back for him, there were so many things that went wrong offensively, but is this an indictment of offensive coordinator Jeremy Bates, or is this on just poor player execution?
Poor player execution. As far as Sam goes, I think it's on him. He's expected. He's a rookie. This wasn't going to be a straight line up. You know, it never is. There's going to be plenty of stops and starts, and, you know, he's going to have days where he takes two steps forward. He's going to have days where he takes three steps back. It's going to happen. So I wouldn't put a performance Sam on Jeremy at all. There's other aspects of the offense I'd point to Jeremy at, but not Sam's performance.
So what aspects would you point to the offensive coordinator? As you say, it's a rookie quarterback he's dealing with, but what would you pin on the offensive coordinator for this atrocious offensive performance?
Just a lack of creativity. You know, clearly the Jets' offense is broken right now. It has been for a few weeks. And, you know, I think he needs to try some different stuff. He's just kind of doing the same thing and expecting different results. And, you know, they did one reverse to Robbie Anderson, but you watch these other teams, and, mm-hmm. The Bills last week were out manned against the Patriots, and they were trying things. Even the New England Patriots with yep. freaking Tom Brady
yep.
against the Packers on Sunday night were doing,
yep.
a flea flicker and double passes and
exactly.
just creative stuff.
If the Patriots with, arguably the greatest quarterback of all time, winner, if they can have Julian Edelman and run the run the option and flea flickers and all of that for Brady, then how is it that the Jets, and he's a mobile quarterback, Sam Darnold, you can't do something more interesting with him?
Yeah, I know. I just want to see something, some creativity. Just this offense desperately needs a spark. Nothing is happening with the regular offense. Just try to do something. Anything, would be good just to try to get these things going. So I kind of put that on Jeremy. And I just think overall, too, the failure in the running game, he's got to figure out, what the Jets have to do there to get that going, and he hasn't been able to.
Now, obviously, one of the other eyesores of this game was the inability of center Spencer Long to be able to snap the ball consistently, effectively, out of the shotgun. And yet there were the Jets in the shotgun time after time and seemingly just stubbornly keeping Long in there. We know he has the bad finger, but who is this on? Is it for the player to say, I can't get this done today? Is it on the offensive coordinator? Is it the head coach? Is it his position coach? Where does the fault lie that it took until really the very end of the game, 4 minutes left in the game before they may say they didn't bench him, that it was an injury, but they benched him.
Well, I don't think they did. I think they literally left him in there until he couldn't do it anymore. Like Todd Bowles said that three times. I don't think he was protecting him. I think
you didn't think that was protecting him. I guessed
no,
because it was, because I couldn't imagine.
I think Todd looks like it was awful. If Todd's saying that, Todd looks like, if you and I can decipher, he had to come out, and Todd is sitting there going, no, I didn't think there was anything wrong. I just think that Todd looks awful if he's going to do that to himself. So, I didn't think he was lying to protect the player. I think he meant it. I think it's on Todd Bowles. I thought he had to come out, and this has been a problem for a while now. I mean, this is week after week. This has been a problem. And in terms of the shotgun snaps, their offense is shotgun. I mean, that's how the NFL is now. It's not like 20 years ago when they only did some of that. The whole offense is shotgun. If you're going to make that switch, that has to be done during the week. And I think you could argue they should have been working on that a little bit as there's been problems, but they couldn't have done that midstream. I think today you had to switch the player. And really, I thought Jonathan Harrison played okay last week in Chicago when Spencer Long didn't. So I would have made that switch pretty quick today when I saw the problems he was having. And, I've been pretty, defensive of Long in terms of this, his hand. But, when I think back, and someone pointed this out to me, he was having problems in training camp, and his hand was fine in training camp. So you start to wonder if this is mental a little bit with Spencer.
Yeah, he got asked. I saw that in the Jets post game on SNY that he got asked the question in the locker room: is this mental or is this, how much of this is physical? How much of this is mental? And he seemed to say both, which surprised me. Did that surprise you?
Yeah, how much? He's kind of saying, I think, I don't think he wants to blame his hand entirely. As an athlete, he doesn't want to make excuses, and they always do injuries as excuses. But to me, I thought he was saying it wasn't mental, but he really didn't explain what the other portion of it was other than the hand.
Right.
To me, I think he's probably thinking it's the hand, but doesn't want to come out and mm-hmm. say that outright.
Now, in the postgame presser, the head coach, Todd Bowles, was saying this is on the entire team when you lost, and not that he wasn't giving his defense much credit. And yet, when I look at the stats here, the defense gave up 6 points. The offense gave away, obviously, the pick six. And to be fair, it was another turnover that gave the ball away in Jets territory that led to a field goal. So the defense 139 yards passing. They were just superb. And
yeah.
So is the head coach kidding when he says that the Jets defense should have done more in this game?
Yeah, I don't think he handled that well here, but I understand where he's coming from. I think the fear when you have a game like this, and it's been a couple weeks now where it's been, you know, the offense has just played terribly, is you don't want the locker room to just divide, you know, and you don't want the defense to start really resenting the offense. So I think he was trying to put, you know, a little bit of the blame on the defense too, but it came across as silly because they played so well. And, like, yes, they didn't force any turnovers, but
doesn't the head coach really lose some credibility there almost with the defense when he says that?
I think he might, you know. Yeah, I do. It was a weird locker room. There was a lot of frustration. It was starting to come to the surface. So I think he might lose a little bit of credibility. I think that's a good way to put it.
Some of the comments, when you talk about some of the frustration, it looked like Jamal Adams might have been one of the most vocal. He's one of the most vocal Jets. But
yeah,
was this reaction different? Obviously, players are frustrated when they lost. It sounded like it was different today after this loss from both players offensively and defensively. The offensive players sound sick to their stomachs at how badly they played. But the defense, it's starting to sound a little different.
Yeah, it did sound different, and you know, Jamal Adams was one, and Robbie Anderson was another one on offense. And Robbie was really upset and really frustrated with, you know, the way the offense is going, and you know, he kind of hinted at some problems schematically. He didn't quite take that step of saying there was issues with the offense coordinator, but he was close. And you know, I think the other thing is, if you look at guys, for the most part, this team is made up of guys who've been on this team for 2 years or 3 years, right? Mm-hmm. There aren't many guys who are still on this team from back 2015 when they went 10-6. You know, Jamal Adams got here last year, Robbie Anderson 2 years ago, Darren Lee last year. It's a lot of guys, younger guys.
Yeah,
guys
a lot of losing.
They've lost a lot of games.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of them come from college programs where you don't lose a lot of games.
Right.
Ohio State, LSU. You know, those types of schools don't lose a lot. Mm-hmm. And I think the losing is just wearing on everyone. And they're right now, you know, they've lost 28 games in the last 3 years. It's a lot of losing. And so I think that's wearing on everybody. I really do think they had high hopes for this year inside the team. And it's another year of going nowhere, really.
Next week is the Buffalo Bills, who have been maybe, you know, if there's a silver lining here, the Bills have been in a more difficult situation than the Jets. But
yeah,
after that, it's the bye week. You know, if things don't perk up with Sam Darnold and this regression continues over the next few weeks, is there any benefit? You know, the rumblings are going to be out there. Any benefit to sitting Sam Darnold for a week and playing Josh McCown at quarterback, or does that just shatter his confidence and create a controversy?
Yeah, I don't see it. You know, I think once you went down this road, mm-hmm. you're staying down this road. You know, once you decide to go with Sam Darnold, you've got to ride it out, the good and the bad. You know, unless he gets hurt, he's playing. I can't see what benching him does at this point right now.
I'm with you on that. I feel like that's going to be a subject that's going to swirl around us the next few weeks.
Yeah.
But I'm with you. I think the time to have done that would have been weeks 1 and 2 if you wanted to, you know, give him an opportunity to watch. But at this point, you know, to your point, what is the point? And the thing about Sam Darnold, you tell me, for all that some of his comments were about less confident today, or it looked like he regressed and all of that, that even keelness of this kid, quarterback, rookie quarterback, it still doesn't look like he's overwhelmed to my eyes by the moment. How does he look to you?
No, I don't think so. I don't think this is a mental problem with him, really. I think there's some physical things. You know, I didn't think he threw the ball. He seemed really confident. I didn't think he followed through on some of his throws today. And like I said before, I think he forced some things. But no, I don't think it's a confidence issue. And I also laugh, like, people are like, well, bench him now. Well, if I'm Sam Darnold, I go, wait. I'm getting benched before Buffalo? Like, that's the game we can win.
I agree with you.
That's like, you know, that's the game you think you can win. So,
right.
You know, if you want to bench me, you want to bench me against the Patriots in a few weeks, go ahead. But I don't want to be benching against Buffalo. So.
Yeah, if there's a 2-foot putt on this schedule, that's it. Then there's a bye week, and you'd like to have him get the first team reps through that. So I'm with you. Yeah. That would be, I think, silly. All right, Brian Costello from the New York Post. Always great stuff. Appreciate the time. We'll catch up with you down the road.
All right, Lori. Thanks for having me.